I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On today's show, we're going to have someone on that we vowed never to have on the show again, but hey, we're going to do it anyway.
Let's go. Roll the intro.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
You know, we continue to chronicle the breakup of Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, which shows why the whole concept of embrace debate has been nothing but a total failure.
Yeah, colossal disaster.
Exactly. You know, people are tired of all this arguing and this back and forth. Ugh. You know, we have a new slogan. Instead of embrace debate, how about erase debate?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. You know, we all know that when it comes to sports and opinion, there's only one correct point of view, and that's it. Don't you agree, Tony?
110% spot on.
You know, that's why we've been so successful for so many years in this business.
Yep, the
because,
truth.
You know, the audiences, they don't want to hear two sides of everything. They just, want you to tell them the correct side and move on. Isn't that right, Tony?
I couldn't agree more.
See, this people take notes. You
this
know, the
is
young people in this
great
business
content.
This is how you make great sports content,
absolutely.
Right, Tony?
Absolutely. And as the saying goes, we're like two peas in a pond over here.
That's what we are. Anyway, today we're going to bring on a man who has tried to make it on debate shows to his peril.
Yeah.
Now he's gone solo, either because he wanted to or because, you know, nobody could stand him anymore. Anyway,
that's
we'll ask him about that. You know, someone who's been kicked off this show many times. Going to guess it's going to happen again, most likely. Jason Whitlock. And we're going to get his thoughts on which side he's on, Skipper Shannon's.
Yeah. Well, probably the wrong side, as usual. That's what I'm going to guess.
Anyway, before we get into that, first, a word from our good friends at Outback Steakhouse. Have you ever tried Australian food? Well, believe it or not, it's not as weird and off-putting as it sounds. In fact, Tony, you have your own story here. Tell the people.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I got my Aunt Marie and her boyfriend Nunzio a gift card to Outback Steakhouse. Well, I saw them the other night, and Nunzio seemed so happy. He told me he really enjoyed eating out down under with my aunt. I asked him what he ordered at Outback, and then he seemed confused. He said he'd never eaten there and didn't even know what Outback was. And I said, but you talked about eating out down under with my aunt. And forget what I was saying. Let's just move on.
Terrific story, Tony. Anyway, a special treat for our listeners. Visit Outback.com now. Enter the promo code Fusco and get 0.02% off any gift card purchase of $700 or more. Offer only valid in Alaska.
Yeah,
okay,
that's it.
Well, now that
another
we got all that business
out
of the way, let's get right into our top story.
Top story.
All right, first out the gate, the big story in sports media, Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe finally, you know, getting a divorce because they seem to clearly hate each other. Yep. Anyway, you know, people are saying that this is all Skip's fault, that Shannon's right to leave and all this. What? You know, this is what I totally hate about sports TV these days. You know, this idea that these former athletes can come on and be better at sports talk than journalists and seasoned radio hosts. It's just ridiculous and frankly rude to our proud profession, isn't it right, Tony?
You know, it's a toxic situation because these Hall of Fame athletes on TV now, they just naturally assume they know more about sports because they, you know, were in locker rooms and actually on the field. And that's a real problem.
It's just terrible, you know, ruining the whole foundation of what our proud industry of sports talk radio is built on. You know, we understand, and Skip Bayless understands too, that the only
way
to have true perspective on sports is to have no direct association with it at all. That's how you remain objective, right?
Exactly. You got to be objective.
Yep, and you know, perfect segue there, Tony, as usual, because on the subject of another true journalist in this business, we saw an absolutely terrific take on ESPN this week from just a brilliant observer of sports. Of course, I'm talking about Chris Mad Dog Russo, who said boldly and correctly, mind you, that this year's Nuggets team was totally overrated. And that the 1986 Celtics would sweep the Nuggets 4-0, no contest. And Tony, Mad Dog Russo is so right here, isn't he?
Absolutely. This year's Nuggets team would stand no chance against the 86 Celtics. All you got to do is look at the number of Hall of Famers on each team. That's the ultimate way to judge a team. The 86 Celtics had 6 Hall of Famers. The Nuggets have none. That's a glaring difference.
Such a great point there, Tony. And, you know, another angle here that, you know, I can't believe the media, or maybe I can believe that the media is just too chicken to talk about. You'll only hear it on this show, people. Doesn't anybody find it a little strange that in the span of a week, we've seen 2 athletes win major championships from a country that nobody's heard of? You got Novak Djokovic, Serbian, winning the French Open. Then you got Nikola Jokic, also Serbian, winning the NBA Finals. And nobody in our business seems to bat an eye and find this weird. It's very disconcerting, isn't it, Tony?
Very. You know, I don't get my information from the internet because I'm not dumb and gullible. I go to trusted sources like encyclopedias.
Smart.
I went to my most trusted world book encyclopedia that I've had for 30 years. And what's so strange is that there's no mention of a country called Serbia. But now everyone's talking about Serbia this and Serbia that. Isn't it just a little strange how this quote-unquote country is so important all of a sudden?
Just terrific perspective and research that, Tony. And you
know,
what I'm about to say is controversial. But, you know, it's our duty as journalists. It must be said. What about Chernobyl? You know, you had all that nuclear radiation spraying all over the place like 40 years ago or so. You look now at what's going on. All of a sudden, you got these monster athletes sprouting up everywhere in this country over there.
You know, we've seen this before. Just look at the Incredible Hulk. The radiation transformed Bruce Banner and made him huge. You absolutely 100% have to consider that maybe all those gamma rays from Chernobyl got into their DNA and gave them super strength.
You absolutely have to.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what they call in the business, people, investigative journalism. We do real news on this show,
unlike some
other outlets.
And on 23
that note,
years.
Yeah. As we head into the summer, you know, this time of year, the sports world starts to slow down. We all know that. But, you know, it doesn't stop these desperate sites like ESPN.com from trying to act like all these stories going on are a big deal. So right now, what we're going to do is I'm going to read actual headlines from the front page of ESPN.com to Tony. And I'm going to see if he cares or not. It's a segment we call Do You Give a F***?
Do you give a f***?
All right, first headline here, Tony. Nevada passes $380 million bill to fund A's stadium. Do you give a f***?
I pass on reading this article. No.
Yankees owner firm in support of struggling Volpe. Do you give a f***?
I will be struggling to read this article. No.
Rangers hiring ex-Capitals head coach Laviolette. Do you give a f***?
I'm going to leave Violette this article unclicked. No.
Najee Harris backs RBs, calls out longevity narrative. Do you give a f***?
This narrative has no longevity, only shortjevity. No.
Mbappe hits out at France over Messi treatment. Do you give a f***?
I'm going to mskippe this article. No.
Tiafo Musetti to face off in Stuttgart quarters. Do you give a f***?
You know, given the recent success of Francis Tiafo, all eyes will be on this match. Following the recent retirement of Serena Williams, the U.S. tennis scene's in dire need of a new face. While Tiafo does only have a 51% career win percentage, he is 23-9 this year and picked up his first non-hard court title when taking the U.S. Men's Clay Court Championships. So, I'm interested to see if he can continue that momentum against Musetti, a very formidable six seed. So, yes, I do give a f***.
Wow. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Well, that concludes our
segment.
There
you go.
Do you give a f***?
Yeah.
Do you give a f***?
And, just in time, Tony, because I see our guest coming on the line. So let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, our guest today hosts his own show, Fearless, with Jason Whitlock on Blaze Media. Used to be on ESPN, FS1, and a bunch of other networks that, quote-unquote, yep, parted ways with him. You know, who knows what happened
yeah,
there
parted
anyway.
Ways.
But that does make himself an expert on the topic we're about to discuss. So let's bring him in. Jason Whitlock, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, on the cryon, put expert in parting ways. Jason Whitlock, expert in
parting. Well, first of all, it's a chiron. So chiron. Congratulations on knowing this business.
Yeah.
But cryon does seem to fit your style of media. So maybe it wasn't a misspeak.
Exactly.
Anyway, all right, let's just move on.
Yep.
You know, rough start there for you, Jason, but we'll let you bring
it's
it
okay.
back
you can
here,
still Robert. Make up ground
yeah.
here.
You only have 20, 30 years in TV. Maybe you need one more. All right. Let's start with the Skip and Shannon breakup. All right. You know, it sounds like they really did not like each other at the end there.
Yeah,
now,
it got rough
you,
there.
We all know, you have worked on many debate shows. You know, people started at the end to, let's say, take umbrage with you. You know, co-hosts, directors, producers, network heads, wardrobe
yep.
people,
hair and
audiences.
Makeup. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. But now, we want to know, whose side are you taking here, Skip or Shannon's?
That's a tough, because I think they both have, you know, compelling arguments. They both have a side to their story. I didn't like the way Shannon handled the Damar Hamlin deal and threw Skip Bayless under the bus. I didn't like that at all. I have to admit, Shannon did become the driving force on that show. He was the star of that show, and I have to admit that. But did Shannon treat Skip properly, in my view? The Damar Hamlin situation, throwing him under a bus, I didn't like that at all, and I understand why that doomed the relationship from Skip's point of view. You know, Skip's controlling, treated, you know, I think in Shannon's mind, treated Shannon as inferior and a stepchild for seven straight years, and probably should have given up some ground and made it more of a 50-50 relationship in terms of topics on the show and things like that. I think Shannon had earned that. You know, he was the star of that show.
That is the longest we've ever let anyone talk on the show. So congratulations to you, because
I admittedly took a nap during that answer.
Oh, sorry. But okay, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, he's on to something, right? We got a problem with these athletes on TV, you know.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. these Hall of Fame athletes, they think they know more than journalists because, yeah, they've been in the locker rooms and on the field.
But so what?
That doesn't mean they know more than journalists.
Exactly. So isn't Shannon, from a journalistic point of view, actually inferior to Skip?
Yeah, what about journalism?
From a journalistic point of view, no question about it.
There you go.
Look, I thought it was a terrible look the way Shannon turned into a groupie for LeBron James.
Yup.
Shannon's a Hall of Fame NFL player. And he went on TV for 5-6 straight years pretending to be a LeBron James groupie. I thought that was beneath Shannon, and it certainly isn't journalistically sound. And so, yeah, Skip, the superior journalist, but Shannon, the superior personality.
That is so well said. You know, Tony, this is what we're getting at.
Agreement. Forget debate shows. Agreement shows.
This embrace debate is stupid. That's why we're saying erase debate. This is how it should be. Three people getting together to agree on things.
Yes, no more embrace debate. That's over.
Let me say this. I thought it was hilarious when Shannon grabbed a Kleenex on his last day and acted like he was wiping away tears. Skip, when you lay your head down at night, I just want you to say one thing. I gave you everything I had. I gave you everything I had. That was comical to me. It was like, hold on, man. Y'all weren't at war. Y'all weren't playing football or basketball games. But I gave you everything I had.
Wow. Honestly, I'm kind of moved by this recreation so much.
Yeah, that got very emotional.
Are you saying that Shannon Sharpe was faking it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, those two. You can't be liking tweets calling Skip a piece of doo-doo and then the next day be on air talking about, I love you, Skip. Thank you so much.
Wow, send this to the sports Emmys.
That's what he was doing. Exactly. And it was a performance where Skip is a bit more authentic.
You know, Tony, I do agree. Skip Bayless. When I think of authenticity in this business, I think of Skip Bayless.
Yep.
You know, and I also think of you, Jason. And you want to know why? Because even when you have takes that are terrible, you stick by them.
Yeah.
Now, I saw
respect
an article.
For that.
I saw an article you posted today. Here was the title of the article. I'm going to read this to you. Nikola Jokic's indifference to NBA greatness speaks to the pitfall of globalism. So that begs the question, when you wrote that article, were you trying to get as few people to read it as humanly possible?
No, I was not. I was trying to use sports to make a bigger point about society at large. That's what I do all the time. Guys.
Sounds fascinating. But all right, keep going.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to hear this take.
So I was connecting it to the larger thing that's going on at large. When you start bringing in foreign talent and different cultures to America, you start losing the identity of your institutions, like the NBA. Or whatever.
No, you know why? I got two words.
Are you kidding me?
You wrote this whole article. I got two words to refute it.
Yep.
Give it to him, Tony.
Joel Embiid.
There you go. Joel Embiid comes over to this country and immediately wins a title. And of course, we're talking about the scoring title.
Yeah.
Which in many ways is more impressive than an NBA title. You got to beat 500 players. You can't rely on your team to do it.
You can't have your teammates do it for you.
Now what do you say? Joel Embiid proves you're totally wrong.
Did you listen to the Doc Rivers interview with Bill Simmons?
Stop listening to Doc Rivers in the middle of Game 7, just like the rest of the Sixers.
Yeah.
Those guys are hard to coach, man. Joel Embiid, you know, good player, but I don't think he takes the game seriously enough.
Scoring title, 33 points a game.
Yeah. What's your scoring average? From what I heard of going on in Los Angeles, it's zero.
Yeah, zero in Los Angeles.
Yeah. We heard your Saturday nights are pretty empty there, Whitlock.
Yep.
In Nashville, too.
That's accurate. That's accurate.
Oh, see, that's called journalism.
That's how you do it right there.
That's how you do journalism. Learn, Whitlock. See, we did the backstory on you. Now,
exactly.
On the subject of journalism, you're gonna love this. In fact, you're going to kick yourself for not realizing
this.
You know,
listen to this.
You know, you like a conspiracy, right? You do, but you kind of whiffed on this one.
Yep.
You know, in the past week, we've seen two athletes from the same random country win major championships.
Yeah.
You got Novak Djokovic, a Serbian. He goes and wins the French Open. Then you got another Serbian, Nikola Jokic. He wins the NBA Finals. It makes no sense how this random country is producing all these dominant athletes, unless you look at one thing, Jason. Chernobyl. Nuclear accident 40 years ago.
And then
all of a sudden,
boom.
Now you got genetic mutations now appearing in the population over there. You got a 7-footer who can shoot 3-pointers like a small person. Makes no sense unless you think about it. Yep. Your thoughts?
I'm gonna have to give this a thought. This some thought, man. This is like the first time I ever saw a loose change about 9/11. It blew my mind.
Yeah, see, he's and jealous, so, don't he?
See, he's jealous. What's going now on he's in jealous. Serbia?
Maybe the nuclear thing has, you know, empowered these guys and made them special athletes. I'm going to have to give this some thought.
And admit it. Say, Bali, Tony, that is the finest piece of journalism I've ever heard. I bow.
Nothing I wrote ever came close to it. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say that.
See, I know it. I know it.
You know, let me just tell you something, Jason.
Yeah.
You got your ego's too big. But you know what's also big? It's the door. And I'm going to throw you right out of it right now.
Because you're off the show.
You're off the show.
I just got done exercising. I need to go eat. Yes.
I'm exercising my right to kick
we're
you out.
We're exercising
here.
You Bye. Off the show from possessing the show. Well, bye. You see ya.
You know what this means.
Oh, get out of here, Jay. Hang up the phone.
Yeah. We're number one.
Number one
That's
is what
that
means.
Busco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, there you have it, people. That's officially the 19th show that Jason Whitlock has been thrown off of.
Yep. At some point, we got to Whitlock him out of the show. He can't come on anymore.
Yeah, well said, Tony.
Thank
you.
You know,
that's a great way to turn around, because it's otherwise a terrific show, as always. Of course, we want to thank our good friends, our sponsor, Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait.
If it isn't someone I want to take out back and bludgeon. Yeah.
Oh, producer Jay, what do you want?
What?
Corrections.
What?
What? Hurry up.
You said the 86 Celtics were better than this year's Nuggets because they had more Hall of Famers?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, totally.
But you do realize all those Celtics players weren't Hall of Famers when they were playing. So that argument is just plain idiotic.
Oh, yeah, well, I'd like to see you on a plane that crashes.
Yeah, you're going to be like most players in the Hall of Fame, dead. Yeah,
oh, good one,
you're
Tony.
Done. That's it. No more. No, we're done.
No, you said Serbian athletes are so dominant because of the nuclear effects of Chernobyl.
Yeah, bro. Crazy.
Upsetting, but true.
Yeah.
If that even was true, nuclear radiation doesn't make you stronger. You only see that happen in comic books, not in real life.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what else you only see in comic books? Nerds like you.
Yeah, and you know what's also not in real life? Your girlfriend. Yeah,
oh,
he's done. That's it. Let's get out of here.
No.
We're done.
By the way,
what?
You do realize why there was no such country called Serbia 30 years ago.
It's mysterious, bro.
Very mysterious.
Serbia was part of Yugoslavia. Then it declared independence in 2006. But I shouldn't be surprised that you don't know that, though.
Oh, yeah, well, speaking of surprises, wait until you start your car tonight.
Yeah, forget Yugoslavia. It's going to be Yugo Kaboomy. Yeah,
oh,
you're done.
Great one,
he's done.
Tony.
He's sad. Look at him, Paulie. He's soaking. He's sad, Paulie.
He's terrified. Oh, but hey, here's something not to be terrified of.
What's that?
Just got some big news across my desk here.
What do we got?
Next week, booked on the show, Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend Nick Foles will be
on
this show.
That's huge.
Looking forward to that. In the meantime, don't forget, follow us on TikTok. Subscribe on the YouTube. Listen to all our back episodes on Fox Sports Radio so we make even more money than we do. And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see people next week.
See ya.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season,
We're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.